Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. The month of July is approaching its end. As I speak to you now from my hometown in Japan, I can hear many night insects singing outside. One big thing about a Japanese summer is the sound of night insects. These insects are not active during the day, but they make very beautiful and soothing sounds in the night. They are very subtle and pleasant, like the sound of a tiny bell. This is something that I don't have in Ottawa. In Ottawa, I always enjoy listening to various kinds of birds during the day. But insects are not as vocal, both during the day and in the night. What sound is typical at night in your neighborhood? In a hot summer like this, it is nice to remember something from a cold season. The memory I am going to share with you today is from the time when I was 5 years old and my family visited a skating rink in the winter. There was an indoor skate rink next to the big shopping mall that my family used to go to on weekends. And in winter, my father used to take me there. But this particular day was different, because my little brother, who was 2 years old at the time, joined us on the rink for the first time. Among all the new things he experienced that day, what excited him most was totally unexpected. I wonder if you can remember any relatable memory as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it.
Excitement on the floor. It is winter, and I am 5 years old in this memory. The skating season has arrived. When my family go for the regular weekend shopping, my father starts taking me to the skating rink Orange Range again. Though excited, because it has been many months since I stood on the rink last time and learned how to skate, I even struggled to stand on the ice at first. While my father skates around the rink, I carefully revise the basics on my own. Holding the railing, I remember how to balance myself on the ice and then how to move. Slowly, my body recalls the feeling of gliding on the ice as well as the satisfaction of it. Then one day, something new happens. My mother and brother come along to join us on the rink for the first time. My mother has decided that my little brother is now old enough to try out skating. Covered in a thick jacket, he's seated on the bench looking puzzled. When my mother tries to put on the skating shoes on his feet, my brother refuses. He loosens his feet, making it hard for them to slide into the shoes. After a while, the skating shoes somehow manage to settle around my brother's feet. When I am making a loop along the railing, I spot my father pushing my brother on a metal supporter on the rink near the entrance. To my eyes, it is far from skating, but they seem to be having a lot of fun. When I finish the loop and do another one, I once again encounter them moving on the ice, making a lot of noises. A few hours pass, and my mother calls out it is time for us to go home. After making the final loop around the rink, I come back to the seating area and start removing my skating shoes right away. My brother and father also come back to the bench, where my brother discovers something new and extraordinary. He can stand on the floor in his skating shoes. "Look!" he calls out, his eyes wide open with delight. "Look!" "Wow!" my mother responds to his exclamation. "How amazing, sweetie! You're standing on your own!" She then tells him to sit down so that she can remove his shoes. But he's not listening. Now that he's so into his skating shoes, he does not want to remove them. "Look!" he repeats, standing straight and proud. "Look!" It takes my mother a lot of agreeing and attention-seeking before my brother finally sits down and she can take the shoes off his feet. But even after getting back to his normal shoes, my brother's excitement lives on. On the way back home, he keeps reminding us how he stood on the floor in his skating shoes. It strikes me funny that my little brother is more excited about standing on the floor than being on the skating rink. "That's not skating, that's walking," I think to myself. But in front of his over-the-moon excitement, such observation is irrelevant. So I keep that thought to myself.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.